And she said, I'm going to come and get you. If you're so old, you can't do nothing but sit in my kitchen and I'll feed you. She said, I'm going to come and get you because you're the only nurse I ever had. And she's come around since she's been grown. She brought a baby, first baby for me to see, and she wanted me to go with her. But I had done had started having heart trouble. I said, darling, Mimi can't follow you now because she's old and sick. She said, well, I kept my promise. She said, I wanted you to come and raise my child like you did me. And she told the people, she said, she is my mother. She said, because she did for me what my mother didn't do. She gave me love. She said, my mother would give me everything I needed, like clothes and shoes and things like that. But Maymay give me love, because I loved her. And I'd sit and rock her. Lord, sometimes the arsenal used to strike up there, the mood arsenal from here to Atlanta. But it used to be up down Walton way. And when that bell struck two, sometime in the morning, this child's dad was overseas, going on overseas. And I just slept in the house with her and her mama. She'd be back there, they was in two little single beds, and I was sleeping in the living room. I'd hear her wake up in the night. She had bad ears. She said, I want Maymay. Her mama would say, hold my hand, Hope. Go back to sleep. Don't worry, Maymay. I said, I'm coming, Hope, because I'd hear her. And I'd go get her and sit up there and rock that baby and sing to her till day. I did. I loved her. And I've done that with all of them, 72 of them. But they all tell me now, if I need them, call them. But I don't need them. Seems to the Lord has given me everything I ever needed. He said, cast your bread upon the waters. It'll return to you after many days. And mine is returning to me now. I put children through school, poor children, colored or white. It didn't make no difference to me. They needed my help. I give it to them. And I've always been able to borrow any amount of money I wanted, or make any kind of bill I wanted. Because I paid my bills and nobody never did have to worry about me. But since I got old and sick now, I pay cash for everything I get. I don't, with these checks I get, I make them do. And I just pay cash because I ain't able to work now to have no extra money. Mm-hmm. So I put my checks where they're supposed to go. Mm-hmm. Buy my food and stuff. And I buy all these lights and put them in. Wallace ain't put in a light since I've been here. I've been here 4 years. Now, I was in Irving Tower 5 years. 50 people died up there while I was in there.
Really? They
left me. And some of them waited on me. They gone. And since I've been here, these 4 years, September, 30 done died up there since I've been in here. And a lot of them, my friend, their legs is cut off, both of their legs from sugar. But I pray. I talk to the Lord. Then I treat everybody right. Do what the Lord said do. They done him bad. They called him Beelzebub. They called him devils. They condemned him with lies, nailed him to the cross. But he said, when we suffer, remember he suffered more, because he went this way before. He could have had them to fall dead. But he looked up when they was fixing to nail the nails in his feet. And in his hands, they spetched him in the thigh and the blood gushed out. But he looked up and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I've learned to say that too about some people. I used to fight like a lion, but I'm glad I changed from it.
Do you go to the church next door here?
No, I belong to the Catholic.
Oh, really? You're on the Catholic church.
They took me over when I was sick up there in Irving Tower.